This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Alyssa Block, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. For weeks now, we've been hearing about the fallout from Edward Snowden's revelations about just how much information the National Security Agency is collecting. And now there's a new wrinkle. NPR's Steve Henn joins me to talk about that. And Steve, we're talking about a report in the Wall Street Journal on Friday, which said that there were people within the NSA carrying on extracurricular activities with their spying.
That's right. The NSA admitted Friday that a handful of spies or analysts over the past decade had used their high-tech tools inappropriately and committed what they called willful violations of collection procedures. The Wall Street Journal fleshed out that report a little bit, saying most of this was motivated by analysts taking a look at what their ex-lovers or spouses or partners were up to.
And how common was that?
Well, the NSA issued a statement that said these violations had been very rare, but according to the journal, it was common enough that the practice earned its own moniker within the NSA, Love Int, as opposed to Signal Intelligence, Love Intelligence. The thing is, you know, you see this kind of thing pretty frequently in big databases and surveillance.
And what were the consequences at the NSA?
Well, again, according to the Wall Street Journal, folks received either an administrative slap on the wrist. Some may have been fired. There were no charges filed. Still, this has become a big embarrassment for the NSA. If you spent any time on Twitter over the weekend, you may have seen jokes and hashtags pop up like NSA love poems or NSA pickup lines.
Yeah, I was looking at some of these over the weekend, and here's one, a haiku about the NSA on Twitter, and it's completely blacked out. It's been redacted.
Yeah, my favorite was this simple classic, roses are red, violets are blue. Your password is 6852.
Some NSA love poetry. Steve Henn, thanks so much.
My pleasure.